All right. It's medication time. It's time for another doctor for our podcast. So it's Dr. Kavarga. In this episode, we'll be reviewing Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, or just Hobbs and Shaw. It's a 2019 American action film directed by David Leitch, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham in the Fast and Furious spinoff movies as their roles as Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw. Also stars Idris Elba, Vanessa Kirby, Aiza Gonzalez, Cliff Curtis, and Helen Mirren. So let me go into this one. This is one of the top 10 movies of the year for like amount of money it's earned. Yeah. In London, Haiti Shaw and her team of MI6 agents attempt to retrieve a programmable supervirus dubbed Snowflake from terrorist organization Etienne. Brixton Moore, an Etienne operative with cybernetic implants that allow him to perform superhuman feats, Eisen kills all the agents except for Hattie, who injects Snowflake into herself before escaping. Brixton frames Hattie for killing her team and stealing Snowflake and forcing her to go on the run. Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw, Hattie's brother, are both informed of the missing virus and are reluctantly assigned to work together to track it down by respective agencies in the U.S. and United Kingdom. After a brief meeting at CIA Blackside at the cheese grater, Deckard goes to Hattie's house for information while Hobbs manages to find Hattie. After a brief scuffle, he brings her to the CIA office as Deckard then returns. The office is attacked and Hattie is taken by Brixton, whom Deckard recognizes as an old colleague turned enemy he'd previously shot and supposedly killed. Hobbs and Deckard pursue and rescue Hattie during an ensuing car chase, managing to escape from Brixton, who falls off his motorcycle and crashes through the second level of a double-decker bus. However, Brixton frames all three of his traitors via Etienne's control of global news media. The three locate Professor Andreyko, Snowflake's creator, who informs them to prevent Snowflake from eradicating humanity. Hattie has to go to, while the virus is still dormant, either be killed or have the virus removed with a specialized extraction device located within Etienne's headquarters in Ukraine. After flying undercover to Moscow and rendezvousing with Deckard's girlfriend, Madame M. Tyrion, the three infiltrate the facility. They manage to retrieve the extraction device before escaping and destroying the facility. However, Andreyko is killed and the device is damaged during her escape. Hobbs decides to take the trio to his childhood home in Samoa to visit his strange brother, Jonah, telling the mechanic to repair the device and lay low before confronting Brixton again. Hobbs has a tense reunion with his family, but Jonah is eventually persuaded to help them by their mother. Makeshift battalion prepare for Etienne's arrival, setting up a variety of traps around the island. Jonah successfully repairs the device and starts the virus extraction, just as Brixton and his army arrive at daybreak. Ensuing battle, all the Brixton soldiers are defeated. Brixton takes Hattie again via helicopter. However, Hobbs, Deckard, and the Samoans bring the helicopter down using their vehicles. Working together, Hobbs and Deckard defeat Brixton, who is remotely terminated afterwards by Etienne's director. Hobbs and Deckard send a message to the director promising to find him, and they celebrate their victory. In the mid- and post-credit scene, Hobbs brings his daughter to meet their extended family in Samoa. Deckard and Hattie are implied to bust their mother out of prison, and Hobbs receives a call from his partner, Locke. They're broken into a facility and discovered another virus worse than the Snowflake virus. Hobbs also secretly has the police set on Deckard in London. This is a pretty good movie. I definitely enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot better than it should have been. And definitely going by how they set up the after part of the movie, I think they set up a sequel and it should be pretty good. I hope they do it. Peace up, peeps. Have a good one. This podcast, according to Sunday, myself, Spooted on Rockstar Mind, and our producer, King Kyle. Peace up, peeps. Have a good